Lesson number two is that you have to heal yourself. No one else can do this for you. Health and healing involves total responsibility. Look, I'm a very tough guy. I'm a very powerful guy when I want to be. I have three black belts in the martial arts, and I can break concrete blocks with my bare hands and my bare feet. I can mesmerize thousands of people in a minute with my passion, honesty, and charisma. But I can't, I repeat, I can't heal you. Only you can do that. I am now famous for helping tens of thousands of people all around the world heal themselves of every disease. Heal themselves. They made it happen. They healed themselves. I can show you how to create a healing miracle in your life, but you have to make this miracle happen. Listen to me. Doctors have been lying to us, well, for this entire century. You know, at the turn of the century, medicine sold us this fable or this lie that said that, look, you can do anything you want and we'll fix you with a drug or we'll fix you with a surgery. They basically said, look, you can burn the candle at both ends, live life in the fast lane, eat anything, drink anything, think anything, do anything you want. And then when your body finally blows up or breaks down, we're going to fix you with a chemical. We're going to fix you with a pill, a pharmaceutical drug. And if that doesn't work, well, we'll just fix you with a surgery. We'll just cut out the bad parts or the parts that you made diseased or fall apart. We'll just fix it. Well, you know what the reality is after 100 years of that, hey, the rate of cancer at the turn of the century was 1 out of 25 people, and now it's almost every other person. More people today are dying from cancer, millions more. And millions more from heart disease. And there's no cure for diabetes. There's no cure for arthritis. There's no cure for so many diseases today. Medicine has been a big failure. And the reason is because it is a fable. If you think that you can do anything you want for 20, 30, or 40 years, and then when your body finally degenerates and breaks down, that you can repair or fix 20 or 30 years of degenerate living with a chemical, I'm sorry, that's never going to work. And now most of us baby boomers out there or older are realizing the shortcomings of medicine, the failure of medicine. Hey, sure, you can take insulin if you're a diabetic, but your pancreas is never going to get better. In fact, the insulin will make your pancreas go to sleep forever because you're now giving it what it was supposed to produce. Medicine is not healing us. Pharmaceutical drugs are not healing us. Surgical procedures are not healing us. This is not healing. This is not health. This is just a temporary, quick fix repair job trying to patch us back together for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars from the damage we're doing so we can go out and continue that same damage. Now, it's your choice. You can lie back and go to a doctor and be a victim and have your disease and illness cut or poisoned out of you or medicated out of you. Only you can make it happen again. You can grow it again. You can create it again in a few years. And you will do that because you really didn't do anything to change. Modern medicine, going to doctors, taking pills, having surgery, is not an educational experience because you didn't do anything to change. You're still living that same life physically, emotionally, and spiritually to create that same disease again. If that's what you want, hey, you don't need me. You already have that one down. That's what most people do. Again, medicine, the treatment with drugs and surgery, is not an educational experience. All you have to do is pay money for that. There's no real healing of disease. There's just a patch-up or a repair job. And then that disease comes back, and it comes back with a vengeance. Because just because you pay some doctor to cut or poison something out of you doesn't mean you're well, healed, or healthy. There's no healing that took place at all. Come on, you're smarter than that, aren't you? Look, there's a coronary bypass surgery, okay? They get the saw out, and they cut your ribs open, and they cut them in half with a buzzsaw, crack your rib cage open. Then they snip out all your clogged, diseased coronary arteries that you filled with all the crap you ate, because heart disease is a disease of the fork. And I'll get into that one at another time. But your arteries are filled with all the animal sludge that you ate, all the cholesterol and all the fat. And so they have to cut those arteries out of your heart. Then they make an incision from your groin to your feet and strip a big vein out of your leg and replace those rotted out, clogged up, filthy arteries with a new vein. And then the doctor says, hey, you have all new plumbing. Go out and enjoy yourself. Eat anything. Drink anything. But what about the arteries that go to your brain? Do you think they're clogged up? They didn't replace them. Or what about the arteries that go to your liver or your lungs or your kidneys? Your arteries are still filthy. But still, that doctor tells you to go out and enjoy yourself and enjoy your life. You have a new lease on life. Let me tell you, you have nothing except new veins going to your heart. Unless you learn a new lifestyle, you're going to clog up those veins in a heartbeat because they're not even as good as the arteries that were originally in there. The point I'm making is, in order for you to stop making disease in your body, you have to stop making yourself sick. It's actually very simple to heal disease and very simple to be very healthy. All you have to do is stop doing what made you sick. And when you do that, you will be well, but permanently, as long as you follow that program. With a doctor, you get a pill or a surgery, you get a temporary fix. But if you don't alter your lifestyle, if you don't alter the course that you're living, the path that you're on, you will develop that same disease in a heartbeat. And usually the second time around, it'll kill you. But if you follow a path of natural healing, all you have to do is stop doing what made you sick and start doing what made you healthy. And there's three key words in that statement: stop, start, and you. It is that simple. Stop doing what you're doing right now that's making you sick, giving you disease, and killing you. Start doing new programs. Make new changes in your lifestyle that are going to begin to heal you and give you health beyond what you dreamed. And the key word is you. It's your choice. It is that simple. Now, some of you think, well, I don't have a degree in anatomy, physiology. Maybe you don't know about biology or chemistry. You don't have to know any of that to be well. All you have to know is the programs to follow that will create health. Look, my son just grew 12-foot-high sunflowers in the backyard organic garden at my house. He does not know about photosynthesis. He does not understand chlorophyll. He does not understand the workings between oxygen and carbon dioxide in the exchange, nor how the sunlight activates in the plant's leaves to make it grow. All he did was dig a hole in the ground, drop the seed in, and put water on it. And that's all I'm telling you. You don't have to understand your disease. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to have any degrees, college degrees in anatomy or physiology. All you have to do is stop doing what you did that was killing you. Plant the seed. Start doing what will heal you, and you will be well. You can heal yourself of anything. I saw it in my clinic. People came in with every disease known and in worse shape than you, and they healed themselves. Now, if you don't want to take responsibility for your health, no problem. Lie back and let the medical show begin. Don't whine. Don't bitch. The doctors are going to do some half-assed repair job that's only going to last a short time. And then guess what? You'll self-destruct again, and you'll get sick again because you didn't change. Hey, and you know what? You're going to pay a ton of money for this pleasure. Me, I'd rather be in charge. I'd rather take responsibility, and I'd rather be in control of my own health and not get sick again. And you know what? I know you would too. That's what we all want, and that's what we all can create: a long, healthy, happy, fun life. All we have to do is take responsibility.